and gentlemen, please take your seats. The Shark Bite podcast is about to commence. Please give a warm welcome to Nick Benjamin and Roddy Ringo.
We've been getting some reports about the Shark Bite Bunker Band-Aid.
So I've heard.
So, to believe it or not, somehow, the residents have actually, I've gotten reports they've stacked themselves high enough to actually reach the complaint box. And
okay, that's not what I thought you were going to say. They're stacking.
Let's just
okay, yeah. That is right not here. Okay. Please review. So I had not heard of this.
So we're just bringing it in right now. It says here's the actual complaint.
Okay.
All right, it's about the Band-Aids actually.
Oh.
So people are complaining that the Shark Bite Bunker Band-Aid is not. They're not complaining that there's half a Band-Aid. It's actually that it's so strong and adhesive that once you're done using it, ripping it off requires another Band-Aid. Honestly, folks, if you ask me, this is a genius.
That is a genius. That is, you know what? That's why I really like the people we have at the marketing department. You know, they're geniuses. Because then what happens here? And you know, write notes, all of you starting a business out there.
Exactly.
You know,
take
you
notes.
Need. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Take notes. You know what happens? You know, if you rip off the Band-Aid, you're gonna end up with a wound that you're gonna need to cover up with
and
another Band-Aid.
You see what happens with charity? People just get ungrateful.
Yeah, exactly. But now they're forced to buy another Band-Aid.
So, you know, it's a little,
Thank you for the complaint. You know, actually, now we could, I'm glad we could bring this
now
up.
Now I think we need to raise it a little higher.
Yeah,
the
right.
Complaint box.
Yeah, I think we're going to need to raise the complaint. Maybe we'll put a safe around it or something.
We'll see how people get into that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was going to work.
I know. I didn't think people would actually reach the, But you know, we got some creative people in here.
That's good. That's what this vault, that's what this bunker needs.
Yeah, we do need all the creative people we can get.
So, what else? We had the last broadcast.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about the last episode.
You better listen up here, people. This is very important. The systems are very sensitive, okay?
Indeed.
We only have 20 minutes to broadcast, first of all.
Yeah, because, I mean, we could broadcast for days if we wanted to, but the system limits us.
Recharge, and it's very delicate. Second of all, what did we say about cellular disturbances?
We warned you about the cell phones.
We just got another report on the feedback from the last episode.
Exactly. At the end of the episode, it seems like the people up there were not able to hear very well the ending, considering the fact that someone here thought that it'd be okay to have their cell phone on while the broadcast was happening.
You know, that's just really unacceptable. How are the topside people, the surface dwellers, going to live better?
How are they?
They can't listen to this perfect podcast.
Yeah.
So, what...
So I think what we're going to have to do is make sure you get searched every single time you come into the broadcast session, because we don't want any of those anymore. And if they do happen, they will result in a very bad punishment, so.
Yeah, we're just going to actually take the phones. You know, right now, everybody...
Actually, yeah,
that'd be... If you could line up right here next to Randy, right here.
Yeah.
He has a box for the phones. We'll just be holding those for about the whole season, you know.
That's actually a good idea.
We're trying to, you know... We've already started a little shaky here.
Yeah,
this first episode.
We want to keep it clean, you know, for the rest. Smooth and nice, so please line up. Give your phones to, what's his name, Richie? Ricky?
And if anybody's caught with a cell phone, it's a night in the box.
Yeah, night in the box, maybe two.
Maybe two, you know. In fact, I'm thinking three.
Three nights?
Three's a charm.
I think, yeah, three nights, I like that. We can do three nights.
The box doesn't work. We always got the fridge, right?
You know, yep. The fridge is, remember, people, you don't want the box.
Besides, you kids today shouldn't be so addicted to your phones anyway.
Yeah, no. I think phones are a weird thing. People get a little too attached to them for no reason.
Like, phones used to just be phones.
Yeah, just for calling, you know? Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's fine. I think calling is a convenient thing. People don't seem to use it anymore, though. I don't see people really calling anymore.
Now it's like you don't have Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Then why have a phone?
Exactly. Or you don't even text?
Yeah. I just don't see the whole, you know, texting.
Yeah, I really dislike texting because it feels really awkward at times, like... I don't know. Like, what do you talk about? And then you feel forced to talk to them, even though you know you can just leave it behind. But the problem I have is I'll leave it behind and then, like, I'll never answer. I'll just, like, yeah, you know, I'll just forget about that. I can do that later. Never do.
Why not just talk to them? It should be used to, like, set up a date and time to talk.
Yeah, that's the idea. And that's what I think is better for you. Just, hey, meet up this place. We'll have dinner or something. And then that's it. That's all texting should be.
How many surface people now are just glued to their phones?
Yeah, like right now, you, Jimmy, you're probably, you know, listening to this and going, wow, he gets my name. But, you know, the main thing is you're probably also checking your Instagram and Facebook all the time. You should stop.
Yeah, I don't need another picture of your food, okay? Mm-hmm. Really, I don't care.
Yeah, I really don't. You know, it's another funny thing, a texting... Just for the sake of a conversation, I think it's very stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's always the worst. I remember a friend of mine once texted me, you know, just a casual, hey, and I'm like, oh, hello.
Hey.
Yeah, and then, how's it going? Okay, good, I guess. How about you? Oh, it's going good. And then, like, what are you talking about? You know, do you need any help? What do you want? No, just talking. I'm like, okay, you know. Get the fuck out of here. I don't need you.
Wow.
No, I just feel like I don't care to converse with you just because you're bored, I guess. Just if you want to talk to me, call me or let's hang out, but not through your texting because it's just weird.
The worst is girls.
You know? Texting girls is very strange too. Because they'll text you very fast, too. Like I said, I have a very bad habit of just not texting immediately.
There's a whole, like, science for texting.
Yeah, I believe there is.
That I'm not educated in.
No, I didn't go to college for for that degree. And
didn't go to college at all, you know what I'm saying?
Wink, wink. No, but yeah, I didn't. It's very complicated, and sometimes it can be very awkward to do that. Never gotta know how to do it.
There's a whole, you know, you can't look too clingy, but you can't be boring and not text them.
Yeah,
you
can't
want to feel the attention. Like, just look back to the 1600s, you know, go back to the Victorian times when they're not waiting for Bay to text.
Yeah, they just go up to Bay and then,
you know, what's the... Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Yes.
You should probably lay off. But then they get upset and just move to the next
No, exactly. No, and you know what I hate? The are you there texts? Or the like, I mean, if I didn't answer, it's because I'm doing something. I'll answer later. Just leave it.
Are you taking a test?
Yeah. Well, I guess if the test would be trying to
get
your heart. No, but.
And then, you gotta text the girls and like so complicated, like the.
I don't know. You gotta write it in a very specific way.
Yeah, and it's just. Want to, I'd rather talk in person.
Yeah,
and
it's just smoother, you know, because so then I guess the one advantage of texting is it doesn't matter if there's like gaps of awkward space, but like there's still going to be gaps when I don't feel like texting immediately, you know.
There's still like all like sarcasm sometimes is not read.
That's the worst. I think we need like some sort of quotation mark for sarcasm. I don't know. Somebody should invent some sort of symbol for that, because
let's make an emoji. Which emoji do you think should be?
Okay, hold up. You got your phone.
Sarcasm.
Let's look. We'll put it in the show notes.
Who's this? Jesse, this is your phone.
Oh, Jesse's phone. Okay, we'll have Jesse's phone.
Don't worry.
We'll take a screenshot. We'll put it in the show notes for people up there.
3 texts from mom. You still haven't taken out the trash.
That's okay. You will never go take out the trash.
You won't tell, you know. You're only being broadcasted all over the world.
Okay, I think,
I think the snail.
The snail?
Yeah.
Hold up.
Pig snout.
The pig snout?
The pig snout.
No, I think maybe it should be a combination. Just, you know, a very specific combination so people don't.
Pig snout.
Picks now Santa Claus and
Santa Claus carrots.
Carrot, yeah, I think, and then so you should text that every time. Before you say something and people will know it's just a sarcastic. Because otherwise, you say something and then people get mad at you.
Explain it, and you're trying to explain it over text.
Oh, yeah, explain. You know what I hate is the autocorrect,
spell
and then the spell check. You know, you don't see what you just wrote. You were just writing fast. You send it, and then it just. Some abomination of a sentence that nobody can understand. Oh, yeah. And then, yeah. And then people are like, what? And you gotta explain yourself. Somebody's phone is ringing in here. Oh.
I think someone's gotta die. We're gonna be right back.
We'll be right back after you die. Please.
Okay. Alrighty, people, sorry for that.
Alright, we're back. Sorry for the interruption,
you know,
everyone.
You all should have been paying attention to the band.
Hopefully you were. Good band.
Yeah.
Roachy Lovers, ladies and gentlemen.
Jesse won't be with us anymore.
No, I don't think. But that's okay. Let's just breeze over that. That's like nobody cares. I don't think he had a family. Anyway. Well, I mean, somebody was calling him. Okay, let's. I think we can pass over that. So we were talking about
the texting. Yeah.
Yes. Where did we leave off? I think I was talking. The sarcasm and the explain. Oh no, we were talking about the spell check. Yes. So you spend like all this time. You say something, a joke or something. People don't get you. And then you have to explain, and it's just terrible. And then you say something weird on your explanation because you again spell check or whatever autocorrect.
And now and you got all this sass with, you know, it tells you when they're texting you, like you see the dot, dot, dot. And for girls, you have red receipts.
Red receipts.
So that, I kept them off, you know.
Yeah, no, I kept them off as well. If you don't know what we're talking about, it's, because I don't know if it's an Android option too, but, in the iPhone, you can make it, I mean, the default is so that, when you send a message, no, I mean when you get a message, the person will be able to see if you read it. So it'll say read in the bottom of the message if you read it.
Texting back, and then all of a sudden you get nothing, and then you see after 3 hours later, read 3 hours ago.
Yeah, 3 hours ago, and you're like, no. Yeah, game over for your girl or guy or whatever, whoever you're texting. After 3 hours. I mean, honestly, I like I said, I don't answer to texts immediately just because I have a habit.
For that.
That's a problem too, because then people get not desperate, but they get annoyed at that.
So popular.
Exactly, because you know all the texts I get, you know, I gotta keep my phone off somewhere else, not here, because otherwise it'd be ringing nonstop. But you know what I'm saying. All the ladies out there.
Yeah, we get the guards to hold our calls and all that.
Yeah.
And then there's the kind of. It's a saving grace, but at the same time, it's still kind of evil, Snapchat.
Oh, the Snapchat.
So when I didn't know what to say, I would just send a Snapchat.
Yeah,
Snapchat, you can't be boring. And they know right when you look at it, so you have to act fast no matter where you are.
Yeah, exactly. Sometimes when I get a Snapchat, I won't open it because I know I won't be able to like answer it, or I just don't want to, because I know they'll be able to see that I did open it, and if it's a girl or something, someone you want to, get to, like, you gotta act fast.
Yeah.
So it's always.
And you can't live boring. So then I'm forced to get this braggy nature, like the rest of the
social media. Yeah.
And like, you know, look at my food. Here's me.
So many dog Snapchats too.
Yeah.
Look at my dog.
Look at us. We're at the beach without you.
Yeah, yeah. Your friends all at the beach and stuff all the time.
Check it out.
Who needs friends?
Robots are the only friends I need.
Yeah, robots.
Saying Shane.
Yeah, Shane. That's right.
Shane's still recharging.
Yeah. No, but I'm sure he can hear us. Deep down, deep down in his metal heart.
He's a good boy, you know. Yeah, people are complaining, where are the sharks, you know? We only got this one in the sub tank here. Being so down underground.
Yeah, it's...
It's kind of hard to keep a shark alive.
Yeah, so we
just built one.
And that's why this one is a machine, because we've tried having sharks before. It doesn't work out.
Yeah.
So, you know, just to keep it less graphic, I think it's better to have a mechanical shark.
Poor Choppy.
Poor Choppy, man. That's okay, though. Choppy, he lives on in our memories.
Yeah.
Anyway,
we're just about ready to close it up, I guess.
I think so, yeah. I think
any last words?
I don't think so. I think that's just about it. You know, just text less, talk more, people out there. That's what I'm all about.
Yeah. Let's behave like human beings again.
Yeah,
once.
Please. Yeah, just a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's more socially social.
There you go.
When I was a kid,
back.
We would talk at the dinner table. Now everybody's just. On their phones.
Yeah, all the time. That's okay. I think that can be solved collectively, so you know.
And don't be an asshole on Snapchat that just sends pictures of your dog.
One last thing, though. The people that post on their stories and then they also send it to all their friends. that's the worst. If you're one of those douchebags out there, kill yourself.
Wow.
I'm just kidding. Don't.
That's half the audience.
I'm sorry. Half our audience up there died just now. I'm sorry.
Just take a look at what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, just think it. Just think twice. Think twice.
Just think about it. You know, maybe you don't gotta change your ways. I'm not.
I'm just saying, man. Just chill on the Snapchats. Just put in your story. That's it. Don't send it to me. I don't care. if I cared, I would look on your story. But you know, aside from that.
Alrighty.
That's it for us, I think.
Roach is gonna get ready.
Get it down, Roach.
Shane. Shane. You can Let everybody know.
All right, Shane.
I think we're out.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Shark Bite podcast has ended. You are now free to move about the bunker.
Dog is, oh my god.